money.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. So today, real quick, man, I just have this message on my heart, and I gotta let it go. I have to let the message go before it taints my heart, right? So, you know, fast out to my brother Storm. And so, Storm and I, we do a lot of business together, right? So that's my brother. We do a lot of business together. We work together. We talk often. Like I'm talking about the level of things that we're doing, we don't even talk about. You know what I'm saying? We don't even talk about the level of stuff that we do. It's such on another level. You know what I'm saying? And so, we're in facts though. Look, Stacey J, I was like, you wasn't supposed to put that on there. I was like, I backed up, and I still got my PJs on, but it's all good because y'all family. And so I was like, man, I'm gonna delete this thing because y'all saw it, but it's all good. look, Sweetville, y'all chill, man. Y'all not supposed to tell me y'all saw it. But it doesn't matter. Look, so I was talking to my brother Storm. And you know, a lot of times when we are givers, people are gonna look at what we do in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a message for all my givers out there. This is a message for all the people who have a pure heart. This is for a message for people who get taken advantage of, right? And so if anybody know me in real life, I got a big, big heart. You know what I'm saying? I give, what y'all see is what y'all get. You know what I'm saying? So I give anonymously. I'm not always the one that's like, yo, look what I did for this person, or look what I did for that person, or look what I did for that person. There's many times that I do things, I'm not looking for reward for it. So that's why I do it anonymously. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two is that even what I give, that's not anonymous, right? So like, I don't get paid, right? I don't get paid to do this show Monday through Friday. I don't. You know what I'm saying? And so Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., I don't get paid for it. I'm not overly pitching y'all products or services. I'm not like, yo, buy this, buy that. It's really inspiration. I tell you, watch my show, which is free. I don't get paid. You know what I'm saying? So everything that I'm doing that I give, right? Everything that I'm giving is because I'm truly connected to my people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm truly connected to helping our people, you know? And so even you know, when we think... you know, when we think about the 5-day challenge that Storm and I are doing, you know, the My Property challenge, you know, like that's Storm giving, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've created a level of security for us and our family. You know, Storm has been, 30 properties in, doing, you know, deals all over, everywhere. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a money grab. It's not like, yo, it's really just like, yo, how much people can I help? And so it's two situations. I'm not going to go into three situations, actually. And I feel like God is always going to test you. So this is my message. This is what I'm going to say to you right now, right? God is always going to test you. God is always going to test you, right? And whether you pass or fail this test is really up to you. So I'm gonna tell you, right? There were three situations that happened. There's three situations that happened, right? that kind of got me like, oh, like almost got me off my Richter. So, Slim Guy, you probably know what I'm talking about for this first one, but I've given anonymously, right? And in giving anonymously, I don't look for glory or whatever, but I just want respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, respect me whether I give or not, respect me, you know? And so there was a situation, and I'm gonna be, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got you, Storm. I'm not, right? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't wanna, I'm not gonna say no names, right? But there was a situation. I got you, bro. I'm gonna do my best. You know, we know the street code. You know what I'm saying? Yo, salute to my St. Thomas Connect. I never mentioned your name. I promise respect. Death before dishonor, correct? That's what they promised me. Sister Bobbly. All right, so look. So I ain't gonna say no names, Storm. I got you. But I give anonymously. And there was a situation in which it wasn't known that I was a giver or if I was connected, right? There was a situation in which it wasn't known that I was a giver or that I was connected. And in that situation, I was disrespected on such a high level, right? I was disrespected on such a high level. In fact, I was disrespected so much that I almost forgot the assignment. Right? God said, yo, Ash, I need you to do this. And I felt so disrespected, right, that I was like, man, I almost forgot the assignment. I forgot what God told me to do. And I was going to let my ego lead, right? But I swallowed my pride, and I didn't let my ego lead. I was privy to how much that disrespect costed me, right? I didn't know how much the disrespect cost. I was like, oh, you disrespected me. What? How much did this disrespect cost me? Like, how much did the other person that you was giving the respect to, how much did they pay for that respect? And when I tell you the amount of money that was paid for that respect was so minuscule that it hurt my heart even more. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a phone call, right, from Storm, and me, Storm and I are talking. And then he kind of gave me privy to a conversation in which someone took something the wrong way. And, you know, someone that I've done a lot for, and that got me, right? Then the icing on the cake was this morning, someone tried to take advantage, right? Somebody tried to take advantage of Storm and I's good deeds. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was trying to nickel and dime, you know, and figured out a way to get into Storm's program for free. And not only did they figure this out, but they did their best. They did their best to, I don't know if they screen recorded or whatever, but they did their best to like stay up all night, whatever. Like, it tells us what percentage that this person, you know, got through. And I said, yo. And that was the icing on the cake for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, yo. I'm out here doing God's work. Storm's out here doing God's work. And somebody figured out a way to manipulate the system. And when I think about the manipulation, I'm like, yo, you know, let's say Storm's mentorship program, all courses, you know what I mean? All of his courses, plus a monthly mentorship is only $5,000. If you do the math, $5,000 divided by 12 or divided by 365 is literally $14 a day. right, is literally $14 a day, right? And for me, I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, all of this stuff is like building up, right? Because and the person's in the class, exactly. The person's in the class, right? It's only $14 a day. But it's bigger than that, though. It's bigger than that, right? It's like, yo, all of what is being given, right? All of what's being given, a person is, and that's not just the one situation. Like, if you think about these three situations, the other two situations, I can't go into more specifics because it'll be obvious what I'm talking about. And I want to make sure that I don't, you know, like certain things are not meant for the public, right? But I'm saying this to say this, right? I'm saying this to say this. After getting off the call with Storm, I said to myself, damn, yo, we out here. Like, you don't even understand. Like, I don't think you understand. In order to help, like every time I do a 5-day challenge, I'm exhausted, right? Because it's like we got to do VIP, and we got to do that, and I got other stuff to do. I'm super duper busy. Storm's, you know what I mean? Storm's super duper busy. This show right here takes a lot. Everything that we do is not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything we do, there's a cost to it, right? There's a cost. There's a sacrifice. I promise you, Storm and I probably have been sleeping 2-3 hours. If that, you know what I'm saying? If that, you know what I'm saying? I promise you, Storm and I have been probably sleeping 2-3 hours because of what we give. So why am I saying this? The human side of me and Storm, I'm gonna speak for him as well. The human side of us was like, nah, we gotta pull back. We're giving too much. You know what I'm saying? And in the first situation that happened, that was my immediate response. I said, yo, I gotta pull back because I'm giving too much, right? I'm giving too much. And nobody is recognizing that I'm giving, right? Nobody's recognizing that I'm giving. In fact, the people that I'm giving to are not even respecting all that I'm giving. So let me take it away, right? But you got to understand the assignment, right? Who are you doing it for? When you're a giver, right? Who are you giving to, and who is the benefactor of that giving, right? Who is the benefactor? Who benefits from the giving, right? And for me, I realize that I'm not taking away the assignment that God gave me, right? I'm not taking away from the people that benefit from it, right? From the people that benefit from it, from the people who are blessed by it, from the people that God told me that I need you to bless. Not for one or two people. And then in this particular case, it's a total of three people, right? And it might be more, right? But three people who have found a way to be ungrateful, three people who found a way to cheat the system, three people who have shown utterly disrespect, have also taught me an important lesson. And that's why I say God is the greatest of testers. God is going to test you. God wants to see where your heart is. Because if I decide based on three people, right? Like, let's say Me pulling back will unbless, let's say, thousands of people, right? Me pulling back will unbless thousands of people. For three people, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? And so I want to let you know that you are the bag. You are the bag. You will always be the bag. People who try to take advantage know that you're the bag. And do not get distracted by a few people who are trying to take advantage. Because the truth of the matter is that you could never take advantage or be taken advantage of when you're doing the right thing. You can never, let me say it again. You can never be taken advantage of when you are doing the right thing. Your reward for doing the right thing does not come from people. And so if you let people, right? If you let people distract you, if you let people take you off of your course, if you let people have you stop your assignment and stop doing what God told you to do, then were you really in it for the right reasons to begin with? Were you really in it for the right reasons? Were you really about the people? Were you really about the people? And the truth of the matter is that all three of the people that I'm talking about have the same thing in common, right? They have the same thing in common: poverty mindset. Because poverty mindset, right? Poverty mindset says I gotta take advantage of people. Poverty mindset says I'm gonna show respect to the person that shows the most flash, right? Not the person that has the most influence. Because the truth of the matter is that, you know, you might look at somebody, right? Yo, there's somebody right now who got tons of influence that got 1,000 followers. Ain't got no followers, right? Ain't got no followers, but they got all the influence in the world. And we would show more respect to the person that got 1,000,000 followers than the person that got 1,000 followers, when the person with 1,000 followers got the most, you know what I'm saying? Like, is the most influential, most powerful, is the most connected. You know what I'm saying? And so poverty mindset says, I'm only gonna respect what I see, right? Poverty mindset says, I'm only gonna respect what I see. Poverty mindset says, you know, I'm a get it however fast. I'm gonna take advantage of, right? And so if I know that abundance is my birthright, if I know that abundance is my birthright, can somebody steal from somebody who's abundant? That's the question. Can you steal from somebody who's abundant? You can't steal from me, right? Because God will always provide. You can't steal from me because I know abundance is my birthright. Abundance is unlimited. Right? Abundance is unlimited. And so even if somebody stole $5,000, right? You can't steal from me. You can't steal $5,000 from me. Right? Because at the end of the day, abundance is my birthright. You know what I'm saying? My message to everybody is this, right? My message is this. On your journey, you're going to be tested. You're going to get tested. Sometimes, the people you actually serving are going to be the people who test you the most, who disrespect you the most. It's just a fact. It is a fact. The people you're serving, some of the people you're serving are going to be the people who don't even realize what you're doing for them, right? but God didn't call you to do it so that people could recognize it. You know what I'm saying? God didn't call you to do it so that people could recognize it. God called you to do it because God needed you. You know what I'm saying? You know? Imagine being a surgeon, right? Imagine being a surgeon in the ER, right? Imagine being a black surgeon in the ER, and then a Klansman gets shot, and now you got to save their life, right? You're a surgeon. You signed up to save lives. What do you do? What do you? Oh, nope. This Klansman got shot. I'm not saving that life. Or you do what you're assigned to do. That extreme. Right? And so you're going to get tested. And are you going to pass the test? Right? Are you going to pass the test or are you going to fail the test? Right? Exactly, right? Imagine being an RN and caring for that Klansman day after day. Right? Are you going to pass the test? And so you got to know, right? You got to know that abundance is your birthright. You know what I'm saying?
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive because my reality is created by me. I am successful. I am peaceful. I am free. I am wise. I am potential energy. And like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. All around on the outside of the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies.
Abundance is your birthright. I even have love for my enemies, right? There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies, for the people, because you know what I'm trying to say? Like I feel like sometimes people, right? People have it messed up. There's people out here right now watching your life, envious of your life, are willing to do harm to you, not knowing that you're actually helping them.
Everything that I need,
I already have.
Everything that I have,
I already need. Yep.
Everything I desire, I will receive.
Because
reality is created by me. I am successful. I am peaceful. I am free. I am wise. I am potential energy. And like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. All around on the outside of the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies. Energy, energy, energy.
You are not tuned into Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. You elevate your life.
Hey, yo, Freestyle Friday, y'all. That's my message. Freestyle Friday, y'all tell me what y'all need.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one.
You are the one.
Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dreams. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. There are rough times that want to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. It's necessary that you align yourself with people that attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams of a people that know that it's, if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. To invest in you.
You accept yourself as you see yourself beyond your fears, and you don't accept yourself as a victim. You begin to see that you are more important than any fear that you have. Most people do.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
I must see by mind's eye, see myself, confronting my fears, handling my fears. I'm more than able.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
I fail. It's 10 times more of a man. And someone says, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? You go after it. You give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try.
It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
It's necessary to work on myself. Become creative. It's me. I've got to make it happen. It's not over until I win.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying? You want to go to the next level. I want a counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to college. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. So you get to a place where people don't like you and don't even bother you anymore. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow up. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind.
Invest in your mind.
When you still talk about your goal, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud. You can make your school proud. You can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause we possess. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off. Reviewing it every day and saying to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Right now, you're tapped in and
you're tapped in and you're tuned in.
MindRightRadio.com. MindRightRadio.com. Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation for another level. MindRightRadio.com.
All right, Freestyle Friday, y'all. What y'all want to listen to? You know, and that's the thing, right? I want to just say this real quick, you know, again, greatness on display is not only about showing greatness, it's not only about showing greatness, just showing the good side of greatness, right? Because again, there is no good or bad. There is no positive or negative. All of it is working for your greater good. All of it. You know what I'm saying? And so when we say greatness on display, it means to display you, right? I'm going to say this again. You are the bag. And whether you realize it or not, by displaying you is displaying greatness, right? Displaying you with all of your faults, all of your imperfections, everything, right? All of it is greatness. You cannot pick and choose, right? You cannot pick and choose what makes you great, because you are great, right? So if you are greatness, right? If you are great, and you so and this is where I always take it back. I always take it back to God, and because you cannot make this up, right? Again, if you're made in the image and likeness of God, and God is the greatest, which means that you're made in the image and likeness of God, that means you are great. And in order to be greatness on display, right, that means you are great. It doesn't mean that because of this condition you're great. It doesn't mean because of the lack of this condition you're great. It means that you are great, period. It's not the ellipses. What's the three dots? That's ellipses. It's not you are great, dot, dot, dot. It's not you are great, but. It's not you are great if. It's not an equation. There is no equation to your greatness, right? There is no equation to your greatness. There's not like, yo, you are great if. You are great then. You are great dot, dot, dot. No, no equation. You are great, period. You are great, period. No matter what happens, no matter what, like, it does not matter, right? It does not matter. It does not matter. You know what I'm saying? And because it doesn't matter, right? Because it doesn't matter, then why are we caring or changing who we are based on circumstance? Why are we changing who we are based on condition? I'm not saying to not invest in your mind and get better and better and better and better. I'm just saying we need to stop allowing for circumstances to shake us up. We got to keep going. Right? We got to keep going. We got to keep going. We got to keep growing. Yo, you don't even understand. Like, after I had the conversation with Storm, Storm would tell you what I said. I said, oh, I needed this. Right? I said, oh, I needed this. I needed this energy. Because now, right? Now, I'm going to make their eyes hurt. I'm gonna make their ass hurt. I'm gonna make their ass hurt. Hey yo, 50 watts. Hey yo, it's time. It's time. Hoodie, put your hoodies on. It's time.
And I had to buy pants.
Shine on your purpose, yo.
And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach, and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. Mm-hmm. And that day, what shifted for me was I was willing, and I don't know if this is going to sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I have been, so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming. The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me anymore. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through.
Doorway for you to
you're
fit
trying
in.
To carry
you're trying to carry everybody.
Because you're trying to be rescue 911.
Yep.
And you got to rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself, teach myself, learn myself, condition myself, and then come back and get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I have to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment.
Judgment.
You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you... I have to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenienced. See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself.
I like
today,
myself
so
today.
Like extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out every day before I checked in with anybody else? I was willing to inconvenience my entire life. My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home and go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy.
Care about, yep.
The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. Like, the human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command?
What's our command? Tomorrow.
What do you want to create?
What do you want to create?
It's not keeping score.
It's not keeping score. Your brain's keeping score.
It's designed to keep you safe.
Wait, hold on. Your brain is keeping score. Nobody cares. Everything that's happened to you in the past, nobody's keeping score. Your brain is keeping score. It's time to just keep going. You know the assignment. Yo, you understand? Do you understand? The amount of greatness that has been bestowed on you, right? In God's will, do you understand the amount of greatness that has been bestowed on you? That the thing, like, you look what TDJ said, yo, you haven't even thought your best thought yet. You haven't sung your best song. You haven't thought your best thought. We got to play that next. You are a miracle waiting to happen.
Your soul, your intuition, man. Your human spirit is designed to make you soar. When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you to step back because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge. And you're standing at the edge. And you're watching everyone else fly. That's pit my ride. Watch my crib. All this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook, you're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly, or you're going to jump and fall on something soft, or you're going to fall down hard. Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leaped. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. and for they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary.
Yep, you don't get up that easy.
You don't get to be let off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision. Everything that I need to get back
Keys, out, what up, my
I have in me. If I don't have what I need, I can go get it. Once I figured that out, the world was my, like, playground. The question was just, where do I go get it? I don't know about that. Where do I go get it? Right. And I don't come from a learning background where I was a great student. I wasn't, you know, my highest grade in school was a C+. And when I got a C+, I did the happy dance. And so I didn't have a background where studying was natural for me. But when I realized that if I go study something and I learn it, I own it, it's mine now, man, it was crazy because all through school I struggled. The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. And the same year I took a speech class and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public that you get a desk job. And so I, yeah, it's just, you know, it was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt. Sad people make other people sad. Bottom line, don't take it personal, hurt people hurt. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience required for transformation. So my grandmother says, and I love to repeat this, your conviction, what you're passionate about, your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block. They ain't even in the same zip code. So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. Well, when you realize that the box doesn't even exist,
yep.
Like someone made up, oh, you're playing outside the box. So we all bought into, there's a box. Well, I don't even own a box. I don't even want to get in your box. You better come out here because I ain't getting in there. And so when you start thinking like that, Tom, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one. Not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one. I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm going to die on the treadmill, like Wilson said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just willing to go after them. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a Black woman, well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm academically, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books, I'm dyslexic. So just knowing, like, I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection well. And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you. It's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel. Any story. Like the beauty of me being one of the top 1% earners in America is that I was on government assistance.
Right.
Like that's the beauty. Like, come on, it wouldn't be a big deal if my family was rich, whatever. Like I'm supposed to do something. The beauty is that when you show the little engine that could story, like I'm not gonna run fast, but I ain't gonna stop. I might slow down and have to breathe and catch my breath, but I'm not stopping. I believe all things are available to all of us. And good people should do well. Because when good people do well, good people just do more good.
Yo, look, when good people do well, good people just do more good in the world, right? Success took a shot at you. What you gonna be, unsuccessful? Nope. Because when good people do well, good people do more good in the world.
I'm that same girl who ran track for Dorsey High School, struggled to get through high school, got kicked out of college because I couldn't afford to stay. That was on government. I'm that same girl. I don't forget her. I'm also that same woman who runs a multi-million-dollar business. I'm also the same woman who has 7 bestsellers. I own both of those. I own all of them. I don't shrink to my greatness and I live in my saga and my sorrow. If you can own your brilliance while owning your imperfections. If you can own your giant while owning your smallness. If you can live in duality, constant duality, the freedom will be earth-shaking. If you can live in that, see either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your light so that others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence. And so you keep playing at 79 watts when you know you're supposed to shine at 159 watts. And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle versus just giving the room to you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades. Can you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light? Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you. You're just, some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left. If you go where you've never gone,
yep,
do what you've never done, and say what you've never said, you'll become the woman and the man you've always known yourself to be.
Mind Ride Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
All right, you know, I'm going to end this one. Listen, you do make a difference, right? You do make a difference. And look, imagine you let somebody shake you up. Imagine you let a hater stop you from doing what you need to do. You do make a difference. You do. It's your moment, yo. It's your moment.
We are running.
It's your moment.
Out. Oh. What are you going to do with the time you have left?
Yeah.
I say that if you don't reposition,
what you going to do with the time you got left?
You could miss the best time in your life, in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something creative down inside of you saying, let there be. You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light, let there be healing, let there be books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so. And then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still.
Stand still.
You have to have the courage to live with the pressure and the criticism. New levels bring new devils. You have to be tough.
You got to be tough. Hold on. New levels bring new devils. You got to be tough, yo. You got to be tough to stand tall, to stand through all of the BS that's going to come your way. New levels bring new devils. What you going to do? What you going to do? You going to run? You're not gonna maximize your full potential. You're not gonna be the best. You're not gonna be the best that you possibly could be. Cause somebody took a shot at you. You're not gonna keep going. You're not gonna keep going with ferocity, right? You're not gonna keep allowing your greatness to get greater and greater. Yo, you're not gonna do that. New levels bring new devils. What you thought? You gonna let something shake you? You gonna let them shake you? You gonna let them shake you? Hold on, Wolan. I bring that back, yo.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward.
You requested it, so we rewind. Reggae and motivation combined. That's inspiration on another level. Mind Right Radio. Elevate your mind. To elevate your life.
We are running out of time. What are you going to do with the time you have left? I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you can miss the best time in life, in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something creative down inside of you saying, let there be. You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light, let there be healing, let there be books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so and then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still.
Stand still, y'all.
You have to have the courage to live with the pressure and the criticism. New levels bring new devils. You have to be tough. You have to be tough to be able to stand it. It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough and not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette? Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to do something in our lives? You do not have to accept it the way it is. Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity. We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something's about to happen in your life. You've got to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished, but I've done everything that I was supposed to do for that day, for that time, for that season. Your season is shifting. You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do. You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet.
Yep.
You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best frame. Maybe you haven't laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen. You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth for such a time as this. The time is right. The stage is set. The conditions are in order. And something awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you you're sitting. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come, y'all.
This is my moment, and I am determined to live it. The mind is the battleground. The fight is in your mind. Are you ready for the next level? What are you going to do with the time?
What you going to do with the time you got left? All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Mind
Right Radio.
Mind Right Radio.
Inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all the time. More than humanly possible. Elevation on another level.
Hey, yo, Quell, I got you, Quell. I'll get that energy song in there. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Yo, make sure y'all tap in Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, Ronnie and Lamar Tyler. Classic. Yo, that interview is barred up. Yo, fast shout to my Zoes. Yo, look, I got the Millie merch on today. Fast shout to my Zoes. Yo, I love this joint, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the nice little package. You know what I'm saying? The world is yours. You know what I'm saying? The world is yours. You know what I mean? Millie merch. You know what I mean? Salute to my guys. Support them. Millie merch on IG. But yeah, so make sure y'all tap in Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. We had a classic interview with Lamar and Ronnie Tyler. Man, when I tell you that interview is barred up, make sure y'all tap in and tune into that. What else we got? I think that's it. I appreciate y'all. You know how we do.
I manage my money wisely.
I focus on my goals.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
Hey, y'all gonna do an official reel to this. So y'all can get, so y'all can have better audio. Y'all can do y'all dances.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
I'm building every day. All right, y'all. Appreciate the badge love. Ramayan Trash, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love. Jay Monique, thank you for the badge love. G Killers, cool, thank you for the badge love. Anthony A Graphics, thank you for the badge love. Mason Storm, thank you for the badge love. Miss Robeson, thank you for the badge love. Jay Leek, thank you for the badge love. Pharaoh's Queen, thank you for the badge love. The Coochie Coach, appreciate the badge love. Stay Fly LA, thank you for the badge love twice. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. The Nations I'm Chosen, thank you for the badge love. Amina the Realtor, thank you for the badge love. P-Dub, thank you for the badge love. Mike Maceo, appreciate the badge love. Z-Real, Z-Group, thank you for the badge love. Gwen CJ, thank you for the badge love. DeGraff, the Legacy Connect, appreciate you. Salute. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. K-Crew, K-Row on the Go Notary. It's the coach for everything. Thanks, though. I said that. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Oh, man. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. The Ash Cash Show. The what coach? Yeah, so funny. Can't wait to see them playing real. Oh, yeah. I need to get on that, CJ. That's a fact. I'm going to get on that. All right, y'all. That's it. I think I'm good, right? Hey, let's get that in. Hey, yo, y'all need
my self worth and net worth are building every day.
Yo, y'all too much. Yo, TikTok. All right, copy. Every day. All right, peace, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show. Yo, y'all have a great weekend. You know, y'all have a great weekend. And I'll see y'all. I'll see y'all. Peace.
I'm talking about wet.